Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
Rise and shine, Memphis. This is Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee. Here you will find mindful chats, guided meditations, and music to feed the mind, body, and the soul. I'm just here to give you a cute little frequency adjustment to help you start your rising routines. I hope you're feeling lovely on this beautiful Saturday rising. You know, I'm noticing that it's dark when I first get here now. You know, the times are changing, okay? We're getting those darker mornings. I mean, I guess I'm okay with it. You know, it's very, very calm, but I usually like driving into the station when it's like bright, you know, and kind of dewy. But you know, hey, grateful to be here nonetheless. Okay, happy to be on WYXR 91.7 FM. Happy to be sharing space with you guys and music. So we have been listening to Planting by Reservoir. Okay, and before that we had this is a new song I've been listening to called Realist. In parentheses, they have Happy Overall by Armando Young. That's a new artist that they're just new to me. I don't know if they're new to the world. But yeah, and so now we're listening to Change Your Mind by Moonchild.
For some truth, all that thick is
Shine Memphis. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to 91.7 FM. okay, this is WYXR Memphis. Okay, we are getting into some lovely, you know, tunes on this Rising. Again, we've been listening to Change Your Mind by Moonchild. You know, and I want to ask you guys, like I normally do, what are you grateful for on this Rising? Have you even thought about that? Did you wake up feeling good? I hope you did. I hope that you were able to get the rest that you deserve, and that you are excited about being able to take and get another deep breath, deep breaths after another deep breath. You know, the opportunity to breathe, to see, to do again. Yes. Okay. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude is the starting point for a good day. Okay. And we are still getting into these vibes. And baby, we have a premiere. Okay. It just dropped yesterday. We have Sure Thing by Taliba Safia. Get into it.
Hello now. Don't you touch my radio.
Still young.
Maybe get dressed up, wear something real pretty that you ain't never seen.
You can't find. Ooh.
I know that's right. Okay, if you're just tuning in, this is WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and this is Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee. Okay, I don't know about y'all, but I feel like I'm playing them songs. Okay, we had a little Emily Kane. You know, we had a little Kareem Bailey Ray. We're closer, okay? And now we're getting into Get Close with Ari Lennox. I don't know. There's a trend. There's a vibe happening. I'm going to let y'all enjoy this for a little bit. And then I'm going to come back with our Oracle card readings for today. Need you close. First of all, I didn't acknowledge we celebrated, well, it depends on what you believe, but we've just had Halloween that just passed on this Thursday, which was a fun day for me and my folk because we had two major birthdays. My nephew turned one. Whoop, whoop. Shout out to Maverick, the Maverick, and my mother, Miss Brenda Lee. She turned 60. Okay, okay. Forgive me for telling you a business and your age. But anywho, yes, it was a lovely time. Also, we have fun dressing up. I saw lots of cute costumes. I hope you guys had you some fun. And there's probably still stuff going on this weekend, you know, since this is the weekend right after Halloween. You know, there's lots of fun to still be had. Did I say that right? That sounded weird. But yesterday was the 1st of November, which was also, I believe it was the new moon in Scorpio. And so if you know about new moons, they're this time of the moon cycle when you can't see the moon at all. So when it's like completely hidden and we, you know, we're like, where's the moon? We don't know. It's in the shadows right now. But that is a time where we can expect and start new things. So we might feel that energy like, you know what? I want to take things further. I want to go a little deeper in whatever idea that has been in my mind, you know, in my heart, or something that I'm already working on that I want to kind of execute a lot more clearer. And be more focused about it, okay? Or there are certain things that are coming to light during this time too. You know, the moon represents like feminine energy as well as like illusions and things that are the unseen, okay? And bringing those things to light. So it might be a time where you're discovering new things, you know, and it doesn't have to be a negative thing either. It can simply be, you know, you discovered like, I don't know, a new hidden gem or something of that nature, okay? We are now listening to Addicted featuring the Caveman. This song is by CK. You know, I figure we can lean into a little, you know, a little Afrobeat, you know, a little, you know, a little something, something to give us a little body roll.
Addicted to you. Oh, don't you know what you have done to me? Girl, I'm addicted to you.
FaceTime, girl. Dante, oh, Dante, oh. Now we finally do one for real life. Your body, sweet like kumquapi. To all of my fafrati. To football for baki. I'm gonna take my time with your body, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Like a surgeon, precise with your body, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's make a movie.
Don't you know what you have done to me? Have you? Girl, I'm addicted to you. Oh, don't you know what you have? I'm addicted to you.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee, on WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis. We are currently listening to I Do by Leon Thomas. Do y'all remember him? He was on like Nickelodeon and stuff, like in like the late 2000s. What am I talking about? The early 2000s, you know, I think he was on like something Zoe 101, stuff like that. But he's an amazing songwriter and artist, and he dropped an album called Mud recently. It's real good, y'all. Check it out. In the meantime, I got some cards for y'all. I'm crying. So I pre-shuffled and pulled them, and the first one we have is Nourish Your Temple. It didn't say your. I mean, yo, it said your. Nourish Your Temple. Okay, and it has a beautiful image of someone just like placing their hand over their heart and their other hand over their stomachs, you know, kind of representing like, okay, loving yourself, okay? And they have like, what is it, greenery or vines and leaves and plants covering their body or whatever. And I think that shows like, you know, becoming one with nature, becoming one with your body, showing love and gratitude for your body and how far it has held you together so far. Okay. And, you know, for some of us who are dealing with illness, disease, you know, aches and pains, you know, our body, or that is a way that our body chooses to communicate with us. It's the easiest way to cause dis-ease. Okay, so the best thing that we can do is eat good. Okay, we can start there. What we feed ourselves is so important, and that comes from like the literal food, the information that we receive too, the things that we hear, the things that we visually take in. It's like we're feeding ourselves, and you know, we can see the results of when we fed ourselves something that's like not good. Okay, like the way it sits on us, like, you know, we know when you eat something greasy or you drink a lot and your stomach feel all weird, okay? You know, this is sitting on you not so good. And when we've watched, you know, something sad, you know, something traumatic, whether it's a real life thing or a movie or a TV show, you know, we'll be left with nightmares or anxiety or worry about all of that. And so think about nourishing your temple in multiple ways, okay? And then we have, and all of this is from the self-care deck. So this is from a deck that just is full of cards that gives you different suggestions or ideas of things that can help you connect more with yourself and feel good. Okay, and so the next card was Burning Bowl Ritual. So that can mean, and I'm also mentioned a new moon. So that's the time where you can set your own intentions, right? You know, if you, sometimes people need a physical representation of something, right? So when people do burning bowl rituals, or let's say they start a fire at the beach or in their own fireplace, and they decide to burn something, like, you know what, this is this old letter that I used to constantly reread, and it makes me sad now, and I want to release it, right? And you throw the letter in the fire. You know, that's it's a ritual in a sense. Not in a sense, directly, it's a ritual. And, you know, it's something that you can consider for yourself. You know, do something that's safe now. Don't go being weird, lighting trash cans on fire and stuff like that. You know, but yeah, look for safe ways to do that. You know, or you can write something and shred it, you know, just some sort of representation of release or, you know, removal. Okay. And then for our res deck by the NAB Ministry, look them up on Instagram, y'all. We have two of them. One of them says, there are infinite ways to liberation. Expand, rest now. The back of the card says, open yourself to the ways you can find rest. Rest is anything that slows you down to allow for connection with your body and mind. Do not be limited by the grind culture's narrow definition of what rest looks like. This card is an invitation for you to begin to unlearn and reimagine ways to rest. Repeat this to yourself. My body knows the way. I will listen to my body. Okay, I feel like that pairs so lovely with the other deck's card. Nourish your body, nourish your temple, because your body is communicating to you. You know, when our mouth gets dry, much like mine is right now, okay? There's your body letting you know, baby, you're thirsty, okay? But dehydration is trying to creep up on you. Let's do something about that, okay? Let's see what else we got here. The next card says, I am magical and divine. The back of this card says, you are exhausted physically and spiritually, because the pace created by this system is for machines and not magical and divine human beings. Your body has information to share with you, but you must slow down to receive it. There is power in knowing you are enough right now and always. I appreciate this card because, you know, I love me some sci-fi or like these magical shows, right? Like, I didn't grow up watching Charmed, but I watched it, like, in my adult life. As well as, like, they have, like, a reboot, too, on Netflix. I think it's on Netflix. But they have a reboot. And, you know, and I love it because it allows me to consider a world beyond this, right? Beyond, well, I'll say, when I say this, I mean what we see day to day. Like, what's tangible, right? And if you believe in most, you know, most types of spirituality and stuff kind of recognizes that there is something beyond our physical world, right? And I feel like with shows like Charmed or The Magicians, what else have I watched? Like fairy shows or movies or something. And even anime. Like, I love me some anime because they take us to different worlds, okay? Entertain me, get my mind off of the mundane, the day-to-day. But yes, like, there are worlds, or at least a layer of existence that's right in front of us that we just don't have access to, right? Or at least right now. I don't know if you guys have had supernatural, you know, experiences. You know, you can be in church and have, you know, an experience with God or Jesus or whatever, where you feel, you know, spirit moving, or you can, or someone prophesies to you. Like, that's one example, you know. Or there are many different environments, like when people get these readings or whatever, you know, they're able to hear, you know, from spirit, or people who are mediums and they believe that they can connect with passed on loved ones, or, you know, whatever it may be. It's like there's something beyond our physical, right? And a lot of times when people get into those modes to be able to hear or to see beyond our regular reality, it's like they have to kind of get into a mindful state, right? Be able to quiet their minds and their bodies as much as they can to be able to receive information. You know, it's like having music too loud, right? And someone's trying to say something to you. Well, you can't hear them. You got to turn the music down to be able to hear the message. Okay? So, I hope that makes sense to you. While I've been talking, we have had The Honest Guy playing in the background. This song is Sometimes I Cry. Look, we love someone who is in touch with their feelings, especially men. Shout out to y'all. Y'all deserve to have your feelings, to have them expressed, and to be heard, okay?
I've been trying to find me someone like you. Oh, oh, oh. And now you're here. I'm never gonna let you go, baby, because I'm so in love with you. So much love, I want all the world to see that I'm so in love with you, and I appreciate you, baby, all the things you do for me. I love it I appreciate you. From the first time that I met you, I knew you were the one for me. And I know that I'm the one for you. In the morning when I wake up, bless me, because I'm next to you. As I go through my day, the thoughts of you never go away. I don't know what to do, can't keep my mind off you. But still I'm so lonely, 'cause I know where I wanna be, and that's next to you. And whenever you go away, it puts a cloud on my sunshiny day. Until you come back, I'll be missing you. Since we've been together, I've learned so many things. I even learned that I can change, and it's because of you. Oh. See, all of my life, I've been trying to find me someone like.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. Okay, we just listened to You by Legally Blind, and this is Magic by Lucky Day.
So turn, but never too often. Like the winds blow, we don't know. Like any mighty moment.
Say you never felt magic. Then tell me, how did all of this happen? How did I get wrapped in your mind? It ain't no illusion or sign, or no reason why.
This is magic. This is how.
You have been listening to 91.7 FM, WYXR Memphis. This is Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee, and I hope you guys have enjoyed this hour together. I think it's been cute, okay? I have played y'all some jams, and I know it, all right? And just so you know, if you go to wyxr.org/healing dash frequencies, you can find my personal page for my show, and you can always listen to the last four episodes and see the playlist and see the list of songs that I played during my time. Okay, currently we are listening to Don't Let It Go to Your Head. Come on now, the timing, I just love it. By Cleo Soul, love her. This is off her album Mother, I believe. Amazing vocalist, lovely vibes. Okay, more healing frequencies. But yes, I hope you guys have enjoyed this time, and that you have, you know, felt the little boost to help you start your rising routine and get out there and conquer the day. Okay, keep your attitude positive. You know, don't go messing up nobody else's day, like Auntie Tab would say. Okay, show love, and you will get love back. Okay, we're all deserving of it. Until next time, guys.
Well, get down to rest.